President Trump addressed the American Farm Bureau Sunday as part of its 2020 annual convention in Austin, Texas, promising better times for farmers.
With your faith, your grit, your tenacity, your talent, and your patriotism, the best days for America and the best days for America's farmers and ranchers are yet to come.
That message concluded his roughly 45-minute speech, which highlighted recent wins for farmers, being the recent trade deal with China and the upcoming signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Trump championed the recent events in promising to return to the event next year.
And together we've achieved something truly stunning, and really it was a historic number of victories. Not one. We had numerous victories, a lot of them just that sort of all came together. What good timing. I said, let's see if we can get it done for this event. Most presidents don't come, and when they do, they come once. This is my third time in a row, and I promise I'll be here next year.
Trump says his administration is fighting for the American farmer and rancher every single day. Trump referenced his recent Wall Street Journal poll stating 83% of farmers and ranchers approve of his work. The AFBF convention concludes in Austin later this week. Even though the first trade deal with China has been signed, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he'll still expect U.S. farmers to get a third round of 2019 trade aid payments. The USDA hasn't officially announced if and when the farmers would get those payments, however. Perdue tells Bloomberg that if the move is still waiting for approval from the White House Office of Management and Budget. Perdue says the agreement won't interfere with the final round of trade assistance payments made under the Market Facilitation Program. He is quoted to say that his expectation is the third round will be issued immediately. He's counting on it, but we've got a lot to get that allocated through the OMB, but I see no reason why we can't get that done. End quote. The U.S. government instituted the aid program as the trade war with China escalated and the Asian country implemented retaliatory tariffs on American farm goods. The first round of payments was issued last fall, with the second payment coming in the winter. Perdue did not say that farmers should not expect new assistance this year beyond the $28 billion that was previously approved. The administration wants to begin phase two trade talks with China as soon as possible, with President Trump willing to travel to China to help get them going. So, with the trade deal with Canada and Mexico done and with China, hopefully, you thought we would be done with trade news. Not so fast. Phil Hogan, the new trade commissioner for the European Union, was in Washington last week and spoke about the tense relationship between the EU and the U.S. The New York Times says Hogan promises to robustly defend European interest as he justified the European position on trade disagreements with the U.S. over airplane subsidies, digital taxes, and the World Trade Organization. He criticized American officials for being inaccurate in claiming that trade between the U.S. and the EU was unbalanced, while also saying America's aggressive use of tariffs against trading partners was hardly sensible. His comments came as the U.S. is considering to use new tariffs against the European Union trading bloc. However, Hogan ruled out the possibility of a three-way trade relationship with the EU, the U.S., and the United Kingdom in a post-Brexit world. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business News on Sunday that sealing the Phase 1 trade deal with China and congressional passage of USMCA boosts the U.S. negotiating stance with Europe. Our position is indefinitely better already just because of those two deals, Ross was quoted to say. Farm lending activity dropped for the second consecutive quarter at commercial banks at the end of last year. A reduction in non-real estate farm lending, particularly for operating loans, was the primary contributor to a reduced volume of loans at banks with portfolios that concentrate heavily on agriculture. The decline came along with additional reduction in production expense, but reduced loan demand likely was also due to an increase in revenue from government payments connected to the trade dispute that lingered throughout the year. Following average annual growth for more than 10% in 2017 and 2018, and several quarters of sharp increases, lending activity contracted for the second half of last year and, on average, was 5% lower in 2019. Despite decreasing from a year ago, farm lending volumes remained higher than the 20-year average. The total volume of non-real estate loans averaged about $90 billion last year and was about 8% above the average number stretching back to 1999. Moving on into state and local news now on your Monday, Governor Pritzker Friday announced $29.7 million in grants for 85 local projects, which will help communities acquire open space and develop and improve recreational facilities throughout Illinois. The grants announced Friday are funded through the state's Open Space Land Acquisition and Development Program, or OSLAD, administered by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The OSLAD program can provide up to one-half of a project's funding. When combined with the investment of local matching funds, the grants announced will support more than $56 million in local park development projects and land acquisition statewide. The OSLAD program has invested $403.2 million in just over 1,700 local park projects since its inception in 1987. The program receives dedicated funding from a percentage of the state's real estate transfer tax. A few of the OSLAD grant recipients in the local area include the Village of Godfrey in their Glazebrook Park expansion that will receive $400,000. The Village of New Berlin in Sangamon County will receive $300,000 for park improvements. The Nokomis Park District here in Montgomery County will receive $350,000 for improvements at the swimming pool in Memorial Park. And the City of Salem in Marion County will receive just over $200,000 for playground equipment in their city park. And the Springfield Park District will receive $400,000 for the Isles Park redevelopment project. And again, those are money awards from grants awarded by the Illinois Department of Agriculture to help redo some of the parks around the state. Moving on to some local events around the area in the state of Illinois and the local area, the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding the Macoupin Creek Watershed meeting at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Wednesday, January 29th from 6 till 8 in the evening. RSVP, however, is due by Friday, and you can do that by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District's office at 854-2626 extension 3. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Checkoff, our programs are continuing to join forces in 2020 to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. The forum will be held on Thursday, January 30th at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel in Mount Vernon. Registration will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., and the conference presentation will begin at 9. The Illinois Wheat Association's annual meeting will be held at 8:30, which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics this year include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technology on double crop management, Pope Commodities on marketing strategies, Wheat Yield Contest Winners Panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on the Wheat Association's website at illinoiswheat.org. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of two USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. The two meeting times have been scheduled to accommodate interested participants. The first will be held Thursday, January 30th at 10 a.m. and the second on Tuesday, February 4th at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Sign up for safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 are currently underway. An election between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. To RSVP for either meeting to be held Thursday, January 30th or Tuesday, February 4th, you can call the Montgomery County FSA office at 532-3361, extension 2. And finally, here on your Monday, the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. That'll be held on Saturday evening, February 1st from 5 to 11. Tickets are available for $25 per person, and you can buy those at Ace Hardware in Staunton, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need more information on the Staunton FFA Alumni Chicken and Beer Dance, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. And that'll wrap it up for this Monday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday morning, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 20th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.